So, Norman, I know as a Scot, you're contractually obliged to be a whiskey drinker. I'm not sure if you're a beer drinker too. Have you ever been swayed by claims of low-carb beers or maybe organic wines?
No, not low-carb beer, but maybe organic wine, thinking it might save me from a migraine, but we're not very sure about that.
Yeah, fair enough. Well, I've definitely noticed more of these products on the shelves, alcoholic drinks, maybe kind of trying to convince you that maybe they're not too bad for you. But a new study has actually looked into these health claims that are on drinks to see if there's any substance to them at all. I think you might be able to guess what the answer is, but to talk us through the details is the lead author of the study, Ashley Haynes. Welcome, Ashley.
Hi, Tegan. Thanks.
So what did you actually look at with this study and what did you find?
So we found that these types of health-oriented marketing features on alcohol products are really prevalent on the Australian market, as unsurprisingly, as you alluded to. So we carried out an online study of beers, ciders, ready-to-drink premix, spirit drinks, and also selected wines. And we found that health-oriented marketing features were most common on ciders. So over 9 in 10 10 ciders actually displayed this type of marketing. That was followed by premixed drinks and beers, so around 1 in 2 in each of these categories. And this type of marketing was least common on wines, but it still appeared in 1 in 5 of those products.
And so some of what you're looking at is like pictures of fruit, this idea that it's a natural product, and some of them are quite explicit, like it's a low-carb or it's a low-sugar product.
Exactly, yeah. So some of the most common ones that we found were actually sort of textual claims, so, you know, something written in words on the front of the pack, but claims about a product being natural or, as you said, sort of containing fruit. And some of the other common claims were, those about sugar, so the nutrition content as well, so saying low or no sugar or no added sugar.
But there's actually no, in the study that you're looking at, most of the products were still classified as full strength. It wasn't that they were necessarily a healthier option. But there's sort of no way for a consumer to check that out for themselves.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So we found that, you know, even though they were slightly lower in alcohol content, those products that did display this sort of health-oriented marketing, that difference was really marginal, and it's really unlikely to be of any health benefit, given that, as you said, most of those products were still classified as full strength alcohol on average. And, you know, something else we found was that nutrition information was available online for just over 10% of all of the products we surveyed. So consumers really don't have access to this additional information that can help them make an informed choice between products.
So this is sort of coming at a time where lobby groups are lobbying for better nutritional information on alcoholic beverages. Food Standards Australia New Zealand is currently looking at this. What should be, I mean, in your opinion, what should be on alcoholic drinks? Everything else we put in our mouths that I can think of would have a nutritional label on it. It sort of seems to be a strange category that it's not.
Yeah, exactly right. So one change that's being considered is putting sort of mandatory energy labelling. So at present, alcohol products certainly don't have to put energy content on the label. You know, the exception to this is products that make those promotional claims about nutrition content. But, you know, the bottom line is that this information can be made selectively available. So consumers just don't have access to that information. One option that's being considered is making that energy content information a standardised piece of information across all alcohol products.
Is that enough? Energy, I mean, it's a source of energy in your diet that perhaps we don't really think about as much as maybe we should, but that's not really the primary reason why alcohol isn't good for you.
Yeah, I think that's a good point. And I think one sort of issue with these health-oriented claims is that, you know, we think that they're creating a health halo and they're actually detracting from those other sort of serious health harms associated with alcohol. So another option that is currently being considered is whether specific nutrition content claims, so about low sugar and low carbohydrate content, should be removed because these are a particular concern, and food ministers are concerned that they're being used to promote alcohol as a healthier choice.
Right, so it's going in both directions. Ashley, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks, Tegan.
Dr. Ashley Haynes is David Hill Research Fellow at the Cancer Council Victoria's Centre for Behavioural Research in Cancer.